Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and the Drink Champs interview is out. 43 minutes, 58 seconds, but it cuts. Like, this is part one of what feels like a couple, several, and it's if Ye's in his bag, it's a mixed bag, you know? He double, triples, and quadruples down on talking about Jewish people, and there's so much misinformation about that, or just like singularly simplistic concepts about it, that it's pretty demoralizing if you're somebody that has some personal interest in that. If you're willing to hear Kanye out on everything, then you're probably going to be willing to hear him out on this too, or look for the rays of light in the storm clouds of the controversy. But I think this is one of those ones that a lot of people are just maybe not always going to be able to get over a lot of what was said, especially the beginning and the very end, like the comments about Jewish people, and then a huge comment at the end about George Floyd that was kind of startling and has been disproven, which was just kind of like a wild thing to hear from Ye. There's a middle portion that's kind of just like a sweet spot where it kind of felt like I could get back to just enjoying Ye, you know, just talking about Ye things and the good times of everything. And he's talking about interactions with Drake, talking about interactions with Jared Kushner and Ivanka. And there's a part in the middle where they start singing Flowers, and everybody's singing along, and he's talking about, like, the song was originally for this Stasi girl and then ended up being for Chaney, but also how he molds these songs around, like, multiple women, which is something we've talked about on our, like, podcast discussing lyrics a lot, that the songs are often an amalgamation, talking about, like, a situation or certain people. The woman on the song tends to be the embodiment of several things in his life, or even people in his life, though he's often taking inspiration from that. So you have these like fun moments when Ye's just in storyteller mode. But when he's in his defensive, I'm going to be like laying out my issues with Jewish people portion, or even just some of the ways that he's talking about some people, it's just there's a harshness to things that when I look back on previous Ye interviews, or even the previous like Drink Champs interview, like there was some harshness when he was going in on like Big Sean previously, right, or on Talib Kweli, but there was just kind of this like this tinge of nastiness in some of these things that was kind of striking and startling that I don't typically get from a lot of like Kanye interviews. So that was just a little sad to me, but I feel like there's going to be people that just love the interview start to finish and don't really see that much of an issue with things. And then of course there's going to be people that take great issue with a lot of the things said in this. And I do think that some of the stories that he's telling, there's just like a number of bridges being burned, or a number of things being like put out into the open, to where it's going to have a bit more of a fallout for Ye in his personal life. Maybe not so much in the business world or the actual like career world, but it just seems kind of in personal life there might be a bit of blowback from all of this. So I mean, it's one for the record books, and it's going to be something that I think we like come back to a lot when we're pointing towards like, yeah, this like gets back to something that Ye said in this Drink Champs interview. Definitely setting the tone for a lot of what we're probably going to see from Ye the rest of this year in 2023. So it's available on the website. It's still not currently available on YouTube, but probably will be soon. Last time it was available on Revolt TV and then took a couple hours before it was up on YouTube. The Boozy interview they put up just a few hours ago, and that also came out today. So I imagine maybe by this time tomorrow it should be up, or sometime during the week, but you can always just find the link in the description. And that's it for this video. You know, stay wavy, keep it loopy. Cheers.